We greet you in the joy of the Lord as we gather in this morning. I started reading scripture this week that I'm entitling A Healthy Soul. And I'm stressing the importance of being healthy on the inside, the soul of the individual. And I've already said to you that the soul and the body in the Bible are combined, and they are called the flesh. So when you see scriptures in the New Testament talking about the works of the flesh or conflicts in the flesh, war in the flesh, temptation in the flesh, that is a combination of the body and the soul. Those two things together is like the skin on an apple. Inseparable, without a sharp object to peel the skin off the apple. My mother would use a pocket knife. Sometimes she had a special knife. Other times she had a kitchen knife to peel the skin off the apple. Well, what do we have? What do we have as Christians to separate the soul from the body, or the soul from the spirit? The word of God. That's why it's called a two-edged sword. And the Bible says with that two-edged sword, it is able to separate. It's able to get in between the soul and the spirit. Today, I'm going to read scripture that you're familiar with from the New Testament. It's one of the miracles of Jesus. And it is found in Luke 13, verses 11 through 13. Luke 13, 11 through 13. And I'm going to talk to you about the crippled soul. Here's what it says. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no ways raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The story is not unfamiliar to us. This woman who is literally bent double. She is bent double. If you're looking for a picture of that in your mind, she's on all fours. She's standing on her feet, bent forward with her hands to the ground. She's bent double. And there is a disease that would describe. Jesus said she had a spirit of infirmity. So it said he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And the Bible says, according to Luke, who is a medical doctor, that the woman was immediately healed. Luke is a medical doctor. He described it as a spirit of infirmity. Now, a spirit is a frame of mind. A spirit is an attitude. A spirit is an emotional state, a temperament. A spirit is a way of thinking. A spirit is a mental disposition. We get confused in the church because we think every time it says spirit, it's a demon. It's not a demon in every case. There are times when the word spirit is used for demons. It's usually called evil spirit. You'll notice here in Luke 13, it's not called an evil spirit. It's called a spirit of infirmity. So we're talking about something in her soul. Your soul is your mind. Your soul is the way you think. The soul is the way you process information. And she had a spirit of infirmity. She had a spirit of defeat. She had a spirit that had caused her to be bent double. How's your spirit today? In this new year, 2024, how's your spirit? Are you having low thoughts about life, about your own life, about the lack of progress you've made over the years? Are you feeling bad about that? Do you find yourself grumpy? Are you defensive? That's what it means by spirit. She had a spirit of infirmity. And being bent double on all fours was the result of that spirit of infirmity. There's some people, and I've said this to you before, there are some people dealing with physical issues because of what's inside their mind. It's not that they think they're sick. That's not it. It's that the way they think has caused them physical problems. Jesus wants to help you with that. Jesus wants to help you with your self-esteem. He wants to help you with the way you see yourself. He doesn't want you to look at yourself like the prodigal son saying, I'm no longer worthy or I'm not worthy. He wants you to accept your sonship. He wants you to accept the fact that you are a child of God. And this woman being bent double, the Bible said Jesus laid hands on her after he commanded her to come out of it. He said, you are loosed from your infirmity. The word loose simply means freed. You are freed from your emotional state. You are freed from your mental disposition. You are freed from your way of thinking. Now, all of us have a way of thinking. And all of us think that everybody else is crazy. You do realize that, right? All of us think that everybody else has something wrong with them. And that's the way people see us. Because as human beings, there is something bad wrong with all of us. You may not commit illegal acts, or you may not be injurious to other people. You may not hurt people. But that doesn't mean that you're goody, or perfect, or better than anybody else. Everybody thinks that everybody else is crazy. Everybody thinks that everybody else has a short fuse, or they're too slow, or they're too fast, or they talk too much, or they don't talk enough. Everybody thinks that everybody else has big problems. I have big problems. I admit it. I want you to know you have big problems. But I want you to know that Jesus is bigger. And once he comes into your life, if you allow him to, he will point out your problems. That's the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He will point out your problems. Sometimes he does it through a sermon that you hear. Sometimes through a lesson that you hear. Sometimes hearing me talk on this prayer call. Sometimes through others who love you, and sometimes through your enemies. Because your enemies are your best critics. Jesus can free us from ourselves. Truth of the matter is, I'm my biggest problem. And so are you when it comes to your life. She had a spirit of infirmity. She had a mental issue, or she had an emotional issue, or she had a way of thinking. And Jesus saw that it had bent her double. You know what the Bible says? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What does he do? He says, woman, you are loosed you are loose from your infirmity. And the Bible said, then he laid hands on her. Not only did she straighten up, but it says she glorified God. Aren't you glad about that? The praise to God is the seal on your deliverance. Praise him. Praise him. Give him the glory. He's able to do more than you ever expected. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you this morning as we come together for prayer during this time. And we thank you, Father, for the word and for the spirit. The word of God teaches us today that we may have things in our minds and our thinking that's holding us back. But Father, we thank you today that you want us to have healthy souls, healthy minds. You want us to look at the world in a different way and to give you glory and honor and praise rather than be grumpy and complain and be mean-spirited. Father, we thank you today in Jesus' name that your joy is our strength. For the Bible teaches us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that joy is unspeakable, the Bible says, and full of glory. We glorify your name today because without you, we are nothing. But Father, we praise you today that no matter what our problems are, that your grace and mercy is able to fix it. And we thank you, Father, as we read the word today and we glorify your name that you set us free. And we pray that you help us to stay free and not go into any kind of bondage in our minds that would cause us to experience defeat. As we go through our day today, Father, we pray for your provision. Thank you, Father God, for daily bread. Thank you that you know exactly what we need today. You know what we need physically. You know what we need emotionally. And you've already met our needs spiritually. Thank you, Father, as we pray together today that we desire your protection. Deliver us from evil, knowing that there's evil all around us. All around us. There's evil everywhere we go. But Father God, the Bible said, greater is he who is in us than he that's in the world. Satan has no authority in our lives. We bind the works of the devil, and we stand against the wiles of the devil as we wear the whole armor of God. Father, as we go today, we pray your protection on our households, on our families, on our little ones. In Jesus' name, let your will be done. And Father God, we pray today that our faith would continue to grow day by day. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We give you the glory and the honor and praise today. And we pray, Father, that you give us wisdom, knowing that that is the primary thing in life. Thank you for your wisdom, and thank you for your strength. And thank you, Father, for your victory. Although we will be challenged today, we've already won. The victory is already ours. Help us to meet our challenges with that attitude. We don't have to see how it's going to come out. We know how it's going to come out by faith. And we claim these things and call them done in Jesus' name. Amen.